Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Dixon Gallery and Gardens and by the Orpheum Theater. Coming up this Friday, the seventh year of the Delta Everything Southern Conference at the University of Memphis. It is from 8:15 to 4:30 in the Michael D. Rose Theater on the University of Memphis campus, presented by Friends of the University Libraries in support of the University Libraries. And this is a great event. We have wonderful people coming in. Two of the people that are going to be giving presentations are with me here today. Very well-known filmmaker Willie Bearden and Dolph Smith, famous, of course, and well-known artist and art educator from our area also. And good to see both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Daryl.
Willie, you're actually one of the organizers of this event, so give us sort of an overview.
You know, we started this 6 years ago, and this is, of course, our seventh. We just started it because we felt like that the university really hadn't spoken out on our culture, our Delta culture, and I certainly include Memphis in the Delta. I think Memphis is just the capital of the Mississippi Delta, and I think a lot of people would agree with that. But you know, we wanted to have a day that celebrated the Delta. There's so much there. You know, when you think about writers and artists and photographers and historians and just all of these people, and not to even mention music, you know, blues and jazz and rock and roll and all these things that just come from the Delta, we wanted a day to really celebrate that. And so, you know, we've done that, and what we've seen, we thought we might run out of topics after a couple of years. You know what? I think we could fill this thing up for the next 10 years just you know, sitting around talking about who we would like to have on it. And this year, we've been so pleased to have Dolph Smith agree to do a presentation, because Dolph is so well known, you know, in the area, and such a great artist and a great storyteller. So we're looking forward to having Dolph with us.
Dolph Smith, you are the busiest retired professor that I know, I think.
A poor career choice.
Every time I talk to you, you're involved in something else. Tell us what you're going to be talking about at this conference.
Well, first of all, I looked what my resume would look like as a Southern Delta artist, mm-hmm. and came up with three things. One, I was born in a little brick hospital on Union Avenue, Methodist Hospital. I used to live in West Memphis, Arkansas, and I would come over on Saturdays with my grandmother, who worked in the Peabody Ladies' Shop. And I would play in the lobby of the Hotel Peabody, where the Delta began.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I ended up in the military up in Boston. This is the third part that really rivets me. I'm in an Army school, and you get up and you introduce yourself. And I sat back down, and the sergeant looked at me, and they like to call you son. He said, son, if you came from any further south, you'd have to swim ashore. So that nailed me. You know, I'm proud and happy to be a Southern Delta artist still looking at this place. Still live in this Delta.
I can't think of anyone hardly who is more tied to the Delta than you. I of course, many of us remember your early works in watercolors and the whole Tenarkipi series, naturally, which is a sort of a mythical Delta, as it were. And you're still working in this field. Can you tell us what you're going to be saying? Is basically that it's going to be sort of your bio in this Delta Drawn segment?
Well, it can be a little clumsy when an artist talks about their work, because it's such a personal search and thing. But I'm going to talk about what I can look back on as a very subtle addressing of our poverty, our racial issues. I didn't make a big deal out of it, but I'm going to point. We make art so we can look back and see what we were thinking. We don't think ahead of time. We do, and then we look back. And I look back on the work, and I realized in a very quiet way I was trying to speak for our culture. And I'll take that toward the point where I'm bringing us out of that somehow.
We're talking with Dolph Smith about what he'll be talking about this Friday at the 7th Delta Everything Southern Conference at the University of Memphis. I think you're also going to do something with well-known photographer Maud Schuyler Clay.
You know, I was not familiar with her work, and I've spent some time looking up her work and understanding that. And I just was not familiar with it. I'm looking forward to meeting her and seeing her work and talking to her and sharing that moment with her.
Sorry for interrupting, but that's a new thing we're doing this year. We've not had breakout sessions before. Mm-hmm. So in the afternoon, we're having breakout sessions, and people will be able to choose one of five, I believe, breakout sessions mm-hmm. that we're having. Doff and Marty will be in one. We'll have Delta Healthcare, healthcare in rural Mississippi mm-hmm. with Dr. Michael Trotter from Greenville, Mississippi, Dr. Katrina Poe from Kilmichael, Mississippi, and Dr. Scott Morris from here at the Church Health Center. Then we have one on Indian mounds and archaeological things, which I love. It's Sam Brooks,
yeah.
who's a guy who's been at the Delta Symposium for the last, I think he's presented three times. Then we also have a session on music, and we have Roger Stoley, who's the owner and founder of Cathead, Delta Blues and Folk Art in Clarksdale. We have Preston Lauterbach, who's the mm-hmm. the writer from here in Memphis, the Chitlin Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll, and Tom Graves, who's author of a great Robert Johnson book, Crossroads. And so, you'll be able to just kind of choose where you want to go, and it will be much more than a lecture. We have the lectures in the morning, and they're always entertaining and fact-filled and all this stuff. It's a lot of fun. But in the afternoon, it'll be more of a give and take and lots more Q&A and kind of getting to know the artists and the writers and all this. So we're very, very excited about this. We think it's going to work great.
I encourage everyone to go to the website, which is memphis.edu/deltaconference, and you can get the whole rundown and find out how to register, et cetera. Also, the phone number is 678-8219. Willie Bearden, in addition to putting this thing on, you're going to do a couple of lectures yourself.
Yeah, this year I'm going to talk about the friendship between Shelby Foote and Walker Percy. And there was a collection of their correspondence, which was just fascinating to me. They got to know one another when they were about 12 years old, when Walker mm-hmm, Percy mm-hmm. moved to Greenville, Mississippi, to live with Mr. Will Percy, who was a writer and poet and kind of bon vivant of the Delta. So Walker and Mr. Foote got to be friends, and they were lifelong friends. Walker Percy died, I believe, in 1991. But they had these. Walker kept every letter that Shelby Foote sent him, and it's so interesting to see their letters from the 40s and 50s and 60s, and how their careers were going,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of the messiness and the beauty of life with these two people that we kind of know as very accomplished artists, but we see them in the 50s when things maybe aren't going so well and not enough money and all this. It's just really kind of that whole view into their lives that I'm just fascinated. I'm fascinated with ordinary people who do extraordinary things, and certainly these two men did extraordinary things.
Absolutely. And you're also going to talk with Richard Leatherman.
Yes, I'm going to interview Mr. Leatherman. I had the great fortune to I ran into his daughter, Irene, at an event I was speaking at about a year and a half ago, and she said, "You need to talk to my dad." So I went over, I called him, and it was a month or so later, and I went over and interviewed him on video. He's a fascinating guy. His family got one of the first land grants from the Chickasaw Indians in the 1820s, and they've been farming that same land in Tunica County in the Delta since then. And his wife's family was involved with the Memphis Furniture Company, which started right after the Civil War. And I mean, so he's just been so connected with the Delta and Memphis. And so I'm going to do an interview with him on stage. I think probably he's a great storyteller, a great talker. I think all I'll have to do is ask one question and he'll be off.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's, as you said, so much history there and so much of the early history of the Delta bound up in that family.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. They typify the Delta family.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great session once again. It is this Friday from 8:15 to 4:30 at the Michael D. Rose Theater on the U of M campus. You're going to want to register. There's going to be a lot of folks there. Go to the website, which is memphis.edu/deltaconference, or you can also phone them at 678-8219. And it's going to be some great stuff, folks. Really take advantage of it. Willie Bearden, a local filmmaker, and our favorite artist, Dolph Smith, my guest today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Orpheum Theater, presenting Mamma Mia, opening tonight and running through the 10th. The ultimate feel-good show and smash-hit musical combines ABBA's greatest hits with an enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship. Children under 4 not admitted. For information, 525-3000 or orpheum-memphis.com. And by the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, hosting Family Day on Saturday, June 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Family Day is open to the public and features live music, games, contests, and more that the whole family can enjoy. Details available at 761-5250 or dixon.org.